Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it going?
Yeah, we're back. All right, here
we're
we go.
On. Introduce.
Well, welcome to the podcast. This is another one. This is, much like the podcast last week. This is another follow up episode to. Cam, welcome to the podcast. we have a guest for the first time in a long time. We're here to interview Islamic scholar Cameron Day. Cameron, you had a book just come out. Tell us about it.
It's called, the title is Gaza, An Inquest to Its Martyrdom.
Yeah. It's Gaza. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of taking a break from my studies right now.
Okay.
Stacking paper.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's been good.
That's good?
Hell yeah.
We're good.
We're pretty good, man. Yeah. I've been thinking a lot.
You're a lot closer to me today.
I like that.
I've been waiting to say this, but I've had an idea for a podcast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
It's called The
Podcast. Ooh,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which you guys could incorporate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think girls like us that much, so.
And then what?
You just talk.
We can get some good dog.
Dreams, your aspirations. Mm-hmm. But then at the end?
Yeah. Is it.
What?
We just fuck her? We just Adam 22 style pod. It's a little spin on the Adam 22 podcast. Yeah. Where it's just.
That is a wild show. I have never seen a full episode.
Oh, yeah. What's going
I've
on?
Only seen the end of the episode.
What's going on with Adam 22? What do you mean?
He just fucked. Yeah, mm-hmm. He just has.
Oh, I thought he was a BMXer.
He used to be.
Yeah.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Lena,
we talked
also known as Lena.
Lena
the Plug.
Lena the Plug, bro. How dare I'm a no jumper head. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't have pulled up capabilities.
No.
So you'll have to go off memory.
It's just make it all up. Make it all up.
Anyway,
New Hampshire represent, dude.
Fraser, you said you had questions for Cam?
Yeah, I got like 12.
we're kind of test running having a guest.
This is we had the great guest Sophie on before. Yeah, I got him written down.
No,
I'm gonna I got the documents up right now.
Fraser goes through YouTube thumbnails.
Here it is. Oh, Sam Hyde's a good. Do you like Sam Hyde's content? How do you feel about that? He's pretty cool. Next one. Ooh, we can talk about Taylor Swift. She's always in the news. She's always there.
She's always in the news, Kim. Yeah. What do you think about the news as a as a concept?
What do you
the
news?
Abstractly.
Yeah.
You know it's new.
Okay.
I like that. I like this interrogation format where it's just all three of us. We should just all get on this side more.
Yeah.
Smash or pass, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You pass?
I like that avant-garde answer.
Yeah, not my type, dude.
Not your type.
She's too slim, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Too slim, too tall.
So this brings us to the body shaming portion of the podcast, where we
speak on anyone's behalf.
We are all going to examine each other's bodies, and then we'll relay back the info. All right.
Anyway.
Jake's got a dumbass jacket on inside with some fucking.
It's cold. I was.
He's got Uggs on.
You can't keep track of my footwear.
They're real, bro. I think they're fake though, because they
are fake, bro.
You are wearing fake Uggs, that is true.
No, these are real.
You got a fake Arc'teryx jacket on, I like that too. I made fun of them earlier today for looking like the kids in that bouldering documentary.
Can't.
Who just wear all the Arc'teryx gear and are just like doing pitches in New York parks and just be like, man, a lot of people think this is crazy, but like I think we look pretty cool. And it's just a bunch of old men in Arc'teryx gear like falling from like 2 feet.
Easy.
You like that?
You think so? Yeah, I think I got that.
That's like the climber way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go to the climbing gym?
I gave up on the climbing gym
Spicy.
These kitties got claws, dude. Okay.
All right, let's ratchet it up.
Great.
Let's wrap it up.
That was great. This episode.
You guys got a sponsor yet?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the podcast before?
I've heard snippets.
Okay.
That means he hasn't listened to the podcast before. Yeah, we're on. Jake. Yeah. He needs to quit with this writing bullshit. Get on the talk. I think we should become TikTok stars, though.
No.
Can't you just decide that? Yeah.
I'd rather jump off the George Washington Bridge.
That's how you get on TikTok and survive it. Now you're the guy who jumped off.
How many people have survived jumping off the George Washington Bridge?
Enough.
Big bridge.
Cam, your thoughts?
Yeah. What do you thought? I think I got that. You think suicide's cool or not? Is it in, out?
Cam, I noticed when you started saying suicide, you began to snicker.
Yeah. What's so funny about that? Those weakies.
Bad news, everyone. Samantha killed herself.
It's the only thing she actually followed through with.
Yeah. You want to ask me a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, ask us anything.
What's your favorite, what's the most, like...
Nice. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah,
all right, so... what's your favorite moment?
Ever.
Dang, dude, we're the guest was supposed to bring structure to the podcast.
That's a good. You got to answer the question.
I guess really
you're dodging it, bro.
Round robin.
Favorite moment?
Yeah, favorite moment. I think that's a pretty good question.
Ooh.
I got two. Do I have to pick? Can I do moment?
You're married.
No,
that doesn't
no,
count.
No.
I got two.
Zero.
All right.
Fake.
Fake. Yeah.
Fake news.
One was probably the day.
It's not a moment. No, that's not a moment. You already failed the question, dude.
The day that
you know how many moments are in a day, dude? It's crazy.
It was the context. The moment that my now wife met my parents, we then went to a Christmas party after that dinner, and I saw her across the room, and I said, oh, I love this woman.
That's the real answer. We want the joke answer now.
The joke joke answer.
You would say some shit like that, dude. That was...
The joke answer? Oh, but the joke answer for me was probably there was... I had to, like, go number two. I take a shit really badly. And it was, like, incredible. Like, I was in Stanford. We were on, like, on that stretch of, like, bars at this place called Brother Jimmy's. I think it's called, like, the Town Parlor now. And
Brother Jimmy.
I was going, oh, good. Like, the stalls are open. But, like, then the stalls were taken very quickly as I was walking into the bathroom. And someone was clearly, like, taking a dump. And yeah. I was just like, oh, shit. Okay. Hey, man, is there any TP left in there? And he was like, oh, fuck, no, there isn't any TP. And he was, and then I was like, no, TP. And then I hear him, this echoing stall going, no, TP. And everyone in all, like, all 13 guys in the bathroom are going, no, TP.
That's
so
nice.
Then I had to pretty much waddle my way back to my studio apartment, and I barely
what?
Made it.
Were you wearing nice socks? Just sacrifice the socks,
dude. I couldn't. Like, yeah. I would have had to take like a shit. Like, it was.
I would have needed
so
6 feet, bro.
It was so bad. I was 10.
ain't enough sock for this.
I ain't no spider.
Yeah.
It was a community. It was like we were all very anxious.
I love it.
And
you see,
some of us apparently did have to shit.
12 shitty butt dudes leaving the same bathroom. I love that. We found camaraderie in our shitty butts that day, and that's yeah.
Never saw them
shitty
again.
Butt.
Shitty boy.
Oh, I hope we're going.
That was good. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got to follow that, bro.
Make it up, be like,
you just make it up. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a.
It's gonna have to be yours.
I do like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I don't fucking know. Where do you go? Anything? Don't say it. Never mind.
Probably like.
Did you have one?
When the Red Sox won 2004.
Yeah, beat the Cardinals. Yeah.
That's my favorite number.
I forgot to ask Cam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cam, how old are you?
Went up on that rock and lied to everyone.
For the old, yeah, Cam. So Cam is actually 68 right now. And wait, do you remember the 2004 World Series?
You know what's crazy about Islam? That was just like, it's all based off of this guy. He like goes into a he goes into the desert and he comes back and he's like, God talk to me.
Yeah.
And they're like, nuh-uh. I feel like the real story is that he was just like rich and everyone, he was just like, they're like, okay, dude, Muhammad, like, he tried soccer, he tried banking, like, he tried being a lawyer. Like, he just, like, is kind of a fail son, and then, like, he, like, his dad was just like, all right, Muhammad, like, this is the last shot. Like, you're the...
You gotta drop the tape.
He's like, no, my son is the messenger of God.
Kind of, like, same with Buddha, where he was, like...
He's a prince.
Yeah, he was, like, had it all.
Yeah,
I mean, that
bro.
Is kind of a baller like, move, though.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Even the sainthood is based off of just being kind of a fail son.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be, like, a rich kid, and then you can be a...
Do you think Buddha was just, like, fat shamed into being, like, I don't even care what you guys think anymore. Dude, I'm on another level. And then just so people would just be deflecting. Yeah, just.
I mean, it was recently Passover.
This shit works.
I wonder, like, the real story that I think, because like, what? There's a very rich history of Jewish resistance to like empirical forces, whether it's like the Romans, the Egyptians, the Nazis with the 1940s.
They got them that time though. That was
L.
But the Warsaw Ghetto uprising of 1944, they got him on that. But like, they always say like. Moses is, yeah, he brought the plagues.
Moses.
And it, like, the idea
wakes up from drug and stupor.
Moses.
throwing up in the Moses.
So like the story of Passover, they always go like, "Oh, and the firstborn of every Egyptian was taken by the spirit of the Lord, just like they did the genocide to the Israelites like 40 some odd years before." I don't think the actual spirit of the Lord got there. I think Moses got a roundup of some wild dudes and was like, all right, this is the anniversary, boys, we're going in. And they did that. Like, I actually think it was a kind of a massacre. I actually do kind of think that. But I think I kind of like that story a lot more than just like, oh yeah, God took them all because they were mean. It just seems like a better
God.
Idea.
We got him.
But yeah.
Wait. So yeah, I guess my favorite.
What's your favorite moment?
I took that question as like something that I could recall and like a weird one, and I can just recall like the smell of grass. On like a Saturday morning for a Pop Warner football.
Ooh.
And some fresh cut grass.
That is such a fucking standard dumb guy moment. I know. He's like, I remember the smell of grass
smell
on
of
practice
grass.
Morning, and it was...
No,
I,
dude, that grass smells
so good.
Actually, I have a pretty sweet moment of learning how to drop in on my skateboard.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's fire.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Being like, all right, I'm gonna like help you less and less, and then finally getting it. That was pretty nice.
It's really nice. Now, how's your relationship with your father? It's good. Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to all the dads out there. Oh shit!
Drop the mic. That's
cute. Oh, shout out. Does your dad want to come on the podcast? You think?
Yeah. How old is he? Like, 136 by now.
Whoa.
Damn, bro.
Wait, the Jesus team?
Yeah, it just says Jesus.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty ironic, bro. You totally live in Williamsburg, you fucking piece of shit.
You guys might need some visualization on this podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What do you mean visualization? Oh.
But then I would have to clean my room a little bit better.
This room's pretty cool.
Man, I guess we could, like, record it somewhere else.
Honestly, like, the vibe of this, like, crowded,
ass room.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4 GoPros, and it's just like cameras pointed straight at us.
It's like kind of cozy.
It's kind of like those Uber TikToks where those guys are like, they're like, ah, and they just this guy just exploits drunk people.
Oh, dude, I saw this great one. This guy gets like millions of views on YouTube. He's like a trucker, and like, you see the thumbnails and you think like, oh, I bet he's like really like well organized and like kind of like has this shit like hacked out, like sleeps in his back and it's all nice. It's so messy and it's so gross. And like, he eats like Subway and he just like mouths it, like, and just like mayonnaise like pours all over him.
Yeah.
And he's just like skinny fat, like looks like a person whose body is just like corroding from just like driving all day every day.
He's 90% mayonnaise.
It's like damn, dude, like this is like, cuz you know, I feel like the trucker vlog has to be like, the appeal seems closer to like the van life people. Mm. And the people that like the van life stuff like it because they're all organized and like everything is in order. But this dude is like wires everywhere.
I like that.
It's like, but he like, he gets his fucking, he gets views. It's crazy.
He's got views, bro.
Like the van life, or like, it's like those people who are like down for that vagabond-esque existence, who just kind of want to see their country for what it really is and blah blah blah, or they just kill their girlfriend.
Yeah, I like that type of van life.
You don't know about this girl?
About Gabby?
They were like the social media.
Gabby.
Their social. No, it happened about
during the pandemic.
A year and a half ago, during the pandemic.
Stacking bread.
This girl and her boyfriend, a guy named Brian Laundrie, and the woman, I believe, was named Gabby Petito. She was significantly younger than he was. Yeah. But
not a brag.
Not yet.
Flex.
Killed my super young girlfriend.
And there is this it got they were like social media influencers, and they're like, oh, van life, like, you know,
no way.
They're like, oh, van life, isn't this great? And then was this video of her showing up on a police officer's body camera.
No.
During a pullover, and she was like, he threatens to kill me, he's wanting to kill me, he's trying to kill me, like, he's doing terrible things. And the cop is just going, well, I mean, what did you say?
Yeah.
Like, just going, what did you say? And she's like, I'm sorry. And he assists. and the boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is almost like, basically like within earshot of like this interview taking place. And he's almost assisting in this like very terrible gaslighting. And within probably 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks after that like pullover happened, she's dead. She dies.
Fuck.
Like, it's truly insane. He ended up killing himself in the Florida Everglades. So
he did.
Rest in hell, you bitch.
Yeah. I just want. Was she wearing one of those crazy like influencer girl hats though? When he killed her, that's like what I imagine.
Jesus Christ!
She's one of those big, dumb, goofy, flat brim hats that just like with a feather in it. And he's like, "You keep wearing that stupid fucking hat, and you're fucking up our algorithm. We're not vagabonds. We're fucking state park viewers, bro."
This is not our niche.
I keep telling her. Just let his emotions get
a
hold of him.
I told her 5 times.
The fucking stupid ass. Cop was like, yeah, I agree. That hat's pretty fucking dumb.
Nah, I missed that.
You missed all that? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. This is the, I didn't know about that podcast.
Can I ask you a question, good. Cam? What's your favorite news story so far of this year? Something that really, it doesn't need to be like local.
Moving
news.
On,
it doesn't have to be real either. You just
we actually never found out what Cam thought of the news.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Oh yeah. Oh, you said it's new. That's good enough.
It's
yeah?
Cool. All
right. Big into
news. I like the. I don't know if it was this year or not.
Oh, this thing's going dead, dude. We can't even hear it. Wait.
Hello?
Yeah, you can.
Yep. You got, dude, talking to the mic.
Hello?
Cam.
Why is that not working?
Hello?
Fuck, dude, we're fucked. Not good.
Cam, shit's working.
Three.
Cam, talk.
Yep.
Hello, hello,
not good.
And we're can I say something?
We're back.
We're back. Okay.
Indeed.
I'm always back.
All right. Nice.
We were talking about news.
What was your favorite news story?
Yeah. I forget if it was. I think it might have been last year, but I'll say it. The like convention, or not the convention, like the whistleblower about the aliens from the government. You hear about that?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Yeah, he was in Congress being like, I've seen the alien bodies. I have proof.
I see footage.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
MC Ride, actually. He was in Congress.
I've seen aliens.
Dude, I really liked the... I said this on the last pod. Joe Biden saying that his uncle got eaten by cannibals is the best story.
What is it?
No, dude, this one got hushed.
It did. I didn't even know about
swept
it.
Under the rug.
Yeah.
I'm going to spread awareness with this podcast. This is my new mission. Like a week ago, Joe Biden said he was visiting like the grave of, or maybe it was like a memorial for World War II veterans. And he said, "Oh yeah, like my uncle's body like never came back. His body was eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea."
Yeah, that's sweep that under the rug.
Yeah. Oh, far.
Biden, we're gonna need you to win this one.
We're gonna need you. Shit. Stop saying that.
Actually, dude, I'm gonna start repping Biden. I think it's hilarious.
You're gonna start going like, "Yo, I vote for this man."
I've rep Biden. You can't.
Cam, who are you gonna vote for? Yeah.
Don't vote.
Third party.
I'm not gonna vote.
It's Joe Dorgeson.
Who's Joe Dorgeson?
Libertarian candidate.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm voting for.
What's the point, dude? I'm not voting. It's a pain in the ass to go do it. It makes no difference.
Well, if you're in New York City, who cares? Whatever way you vote.
I guess I could vote in North Carolina and make a difference.
Yeah. And yeah.
How do you guys feel?
Yeah,
about
you could do that.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm lazy doing it.
Like, too much effort. I'll probably go like fly to North Carolina and vote.
Yeah, dude, it was so flat. I guess you can write in or whatever.
Yeah, I'm writing in Cornell West.
I like that. Right. I'm with Matt.
Yeah.
Cornell West for president.
I like Cornell West.
And Kanye West for vice president. I would like that duo.
West-West ticket.
The West-West ticket.
Dude, Cornell West. Well, I mean, that really wouldn't work.
That would be fire.
That really wouldn't work because...
West and West. Mm.
Well, I mean, Kanye did go into this whole, like, I'm trying to get beyond race. That's why I say white lives matter. And... He did. Cornel West did write the book Beyond Race.
Yes.
I like the idea of Kanye going on his anti-Semitic rant earlier in the year, and with all the Israel-Palestine stuff
dude,
going on, and now he's just kind of like in his mansion, just like snickering.
It's true though. He's in his Alex Jones moment where he's like, I knew I was telling the truth.
No, I mean, I immediately thought that. I was like, oh my God, dude, it's going to make him that much more insane. It's like, you're not
really.
Yeah, you're not right. Like, but.
Yeah. Well,
but the thing, he didn't. But he did. But like,
in his own head.
In your own way, you kind of were.
He was in his own. He was.
I'm not going to say what type of doctor he was.
He was Jewish.
I love that. He was asked, they said, at an airport, he was like, so, Kanye, like, when they murked 13,000 Palestinians, they're like, so, Kanye, what do you think about the Israel-Palestine conflict? And he's like, I don't really have a lot of information about that.
Yeah. So you've seen the clips. You can replay them.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Come on.
You were talking out of your ass for 13 straight
he's
months.
He's always ahead of his time, no matter what it comes to.
He's over it.
Yeah. He's like, I already said, like, they're like a fake race.
That's like douchebag hipster energy on his part. He was like, oh man, now everyone wants to be like
this. I was listening to that band before you even knew who they were, bro. Come on. I was already calling out the Jewish government.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that video where he's like, it's Jesus Christ, Hitler, and yay.
Yeah.
That's a dream blunt rotation.
He's getting sued.
By who?
By a guy who worked at Donda Academy.
Oh yeah, what was it? He had a school. So,
yeah, he had. He had.
Does
a
he
school.
Still have a school?
He still does have a school. It's a cult.
Cult
Mag.
Those are Waldorf schools, like though. School.
They're good at basketball. Sponsored by Adidas.
They're no, they don't. I'm not sure they
sponsored.
Have
I think they cut ties with Don School.
I think Adidas, being a German company.
Yeah.
Well, because there was an assistant who was working in the.
What are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
How did you break that?
I'm just it's too hot to handle.
All right.
Cam mad nervous in the booth, bro.
Wow. All right.
I'm
so,
sorry.
Moses, I'm sorry.
Dante Academy, this guy who was working as an assistant in the music school of Dante Academy. There are departments in this place. And he came across plans that Kanye would have where he would just be called at Nobu at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like he would have somebody open up Nobu for him, and he would have meals prepared for him at Nobu where they would be doing brainstorming, but they were just him going on these rants about how Bill Gates is trying to make us all gay.
That's true.
And and he said population.
Right off.
He's just so greedy about all these women. He really is.
It's crazy. I worked in a restaurant one time that was very much like, whatever the celebrity wants, like, we'll make it happen. but to like the level of like Kanye West is gonna come in and say Bill Gates is gay,
we have to give
him sashimi at 3 a.m.
Another allegation.
Oh, he almost came into my restaurant, like
Kanye.
This is right when he started being.
Right when he popped off.
Anti-Zionist.
Yeah. I like that.
I would say he's straight up anti-Semitic.
No, for his anti-Zionist rights, they tore him from graces.
He really cares about Israel.
Yeah.
Kanye West is an anti-Zionist.
Yeah, bro.
I don't think he could point on a map where Israel is. Yeah.
Whoa, that's fucked up, dude.
I don't think it's.
You.
No, it's not. He's an idiot. He's only good at one thing. He's good at one thing, and that's making fire-ass music.
He's
Cam,
great
have you been
at
on
it.
A podcast before?
Actually, this is a funny story. This was like February 2020. Me, Ben, and Zach made a podcast.
Oh, sick.
And it was actually, it probably was like early March 2020. And we were like, we were joking about COVID. And I was like, this shit's gonna blow over. It's like Ebola or the swine flu. Like, it's no biggie.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, I think this is gonna be like a big problem. And
then
they're like, how dope would it be if we went into lockdown? Like, 2 weeks in lockdown would be so chill.
And
then it was like, you know, 2.5 years later.
COVID was sick. I love COVID, dude.
I wanted to kill myself.
The scamdemic.
I was indifferent about COVID.
I had a great day, guys. I had a remote job. I skateboarded every single day. I had a girlfriend. I was getting paid by the government.
Was it the engineer?
Getting paid.
You had an engineer girlfriend.
Getting paid by the government.
Dude.
Yeah.
You were an aristocrat, dog.
I know. I was
work
like
from home job and an engineer girlfriend.
You were the prince of Cambridge.
It was crazy. Man. I had a nice apartment too. Didn't shed one.
I wish things were harder for you. And now look where you are.
Yeah, they did that. They did that 7 a.m. like play the horns for the essential workers thing. I said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
the worst part about COVID was just like having to deal with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone was being
wild.
Wait, because
that's actually the opposite of what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Dealing with like everyone's.
Everyone's so goddamn
like,
annoying,
bro.
No, it was definitely like the end of
your grandma died.
Of anyone
so
being able
else's.
To take anything like serious, because you're just like, oh, dude, like, shut up. I don't care. Like, even if your grandma died, like, I can't care. Like,
that's not cool.
This is my lived experience. I really, that one burned me. I stopped caring a lot.
I think everyone stopped caring.
I don't think I ever cared, honestly.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah.
I had to, like, hide the fact that I didn't give a shit.
I think that's what became apparent to a lot of people was like, oh, I actually don't care about anyone.
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't care about anyone, but I was like, I honestly don't think it's going to be, it's like that bad.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
not. Like, yeah. It never was.
It never was. She was.
We overreacted.
Yeah. Like, we underreacted and then overreacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we underreacted because a million people died.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was four. Yeah.
You know, old.
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
Well, there's
more
like
people died. Of
people don't want to hear it, but old people should die. No, no. Listen to me.
That's such a wild take.
I like my. I come on the show
Jake
and I'm
Kevorkian.
Like. COVID was a fucking hoax.
Yeah. We've already been there.
Yeah, that was first episode. Immediately.
That was literally first episode.
Yeah.
Long time listener. First time caller. Yeah.
We already did that one.
So, pandemic's
fake. Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Pandemic's
fake.
Dude, we get two or three submissions a day.
We get anywhere. The most we've gotten in a single day was 11 submissions in one.
We should just send them links to the podcast.
I was like, maybe we're doing a disservice to ourselves with this.
Are you guys questions?
No, they're sending us their art to consider for publication.
Oh, yeah, right. some of the art is so bad.
I don't say that.
I mean, I will say it. Like,
the art's bad, guys. Come on.
There's some people out there who go like this. It was called like the dying of the masses, and it was just something that looks like it was like a screenshot from a Microsoft
Ooh,
Media Player.
Belly. He's hairless.
Ooh.
Hey, go come on. Get
staring at my ass.
Yeah.
He's wearing a stop staring.
Oh. Stop.
I don't know
baby.
What stop means, boy.
That ties back in. We
let
did, yeah. Yeah, baby. That shirt's turning me on, bro. We watched a good documentary about donkey fucking the other time.
Oh, yeah. Ken, have you seen seen that?
You like that? Have you heard about this?
You into that?
Yeah.
You like it?
Ken, do you remember the iconic Vice documentary about donkey fucking in what country? Ecuador?
It was Venezuela.
Venezuela.
I thought it was Panama.
No, it wasn't Panama or Venezuela. It was Colombia. You're right. Got it on the third time.
Yeah. So the young men of these undetermined country.
Colombia. It was Colombia.
It was Colombia. Yeah.
In preparation. To fuck women, they want to practice, fuck donkeys.
Hell yeah, makes your dick bigger.
But some of them fall in love with the donkeys. They like start to be like, aww. Yeah,
it's nice. There's this one, yeah.
They start liking. They're like, I don't want to fuck women. I want to fuck the donkey.
Yeah.
And then this one guy, he's like,
donkey.
I'll show you how to do it. And the journalist from Vice, he was like,
yeah,
I guess we have to like. See, watch this guy fuck a donkey, and he does it.
The documentary just ends with
like
a guy just getting into it on a donkey.
Yeah. Like the journalist is like, I guess I have to fuck a donkey.
That would be cooler.
That would be cooler.
Way cooler.
The journalist though was that the entire time he was wearing
so sick skinny jeans.
Yeah,
he was wearing skinny jeans and a deep V.
So
and he
2012
had, like,
Williamsburg.
50, I don't think he changed once.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. He didn't change once. He was there for just like a weekend. Like, he was just there for a weekend.
God,
and
so
he was
sick.
Like,
he's
talk
like,
about exoticizing.
He was, like,
people.
drinking rum out of a Dixie cup. He's like, there's not enough fucking rum on this shithole country.
Yeah.
He's like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I have to report about donkey fucking.
2012 hipsters.
Like, I wanted to do real things with my journalism degree.
And then he had, like, there are these clips where, like, he's obviously behind the camera. And he's like, just take like he's like Colombia is known for its very attractive
women.
Oh,
that one's sick too.
And he's just taking the picture of these girls at a club. And I'm like, some of these women are not even women; these are like 13.
The hottest 14-year-olds in Colombia.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and
for the most beautiful women.
It's like they're known for their beautiful women. And I'm like, these women have braces.
It's like it's like
crazy.
It's
they
like
stay
the,
out this late.
It's like the
school tomorrow.
Yeah. It's just like it's a kid's at an ice cream stand.
Sits in front of an ice cream truck, just be like, they have the baddest women around. There's a girl eating a fucking SpongeBob pop. Just like, what?
It's like that journalist was pure evil. Like it's just pure evil.
Nothing good about this.
Yeah, and he just looked like, and he just looked constantly hungover.
It's kind of amazing.
And just like,
gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing. Vice lasted as long as it did. You see that video, and you're like, oh man, like, can you like, I, I get why women are frustrated.
Because they aren't pulling like because, that donkey was, bro.
Because people were just like, that's just how, that was cool for like a straight decade.
Yeah. Is Vice gone now?
They still have their their magazine and like their online stuff is just basically like, it's basically just clips for HBO. Right. They have like HBO documentaries that are kind of like one-offs. They were absorbed by Warner Brothers.
Cam, do you have any allergies?
Pollen. I think I might be allergic to apples.
What do you mean?
Lately, when I eat an apple, my lips get really swollen.
Ooh.
We got an apple?
Yeah, let's try it out.
Test
it.
Cam complains to you that, yeah, he's like, sometimes I eat an orange and my like my abs just get
sometimes.
So
my ass gets so fat.
So fat,
peached
bro.
Up, boy.
That sucks. Does anyone you want to play Truth or Dare?
Truth or Dare. We'll play Spin the Bottle in a second here.
Yeah, let's get sexy.
Let's get sexy.
Can you get us
another beer? You know.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Cam is going to get us another beer, and now here's Fraser with the
weather.
I
smell terrible, bro. I just smelled myself. It's so bad.
Think of something to talk about.
All right, so.
Fraser's smells.
I don't smell good. Yeah, I usually don't smell bad, but right, it's so noticeable when I'm gnarly, and it's not good.
When
it's no
did,
bueno.
When did we stop having the boy smell? You know what I mean? When did the boy
smell? When I started showering.
Stop?
When I was freshman year in high school, I got rid of that.
Yeah, it is ripe in here.
It turns out you can get rid of that.
Yeah, we were skateboarding.
It smells like feet and me.
I've come to a conclusion that you shouldn't wear deodorant.
I like that.
Why shouldn't you wear deodorant, Cam?
I'm into it. Jake was going to do it the cool way.
Well, so I lost my deodorant stick and I just haven't bought one in a while.
I like that.
And I've just kind of been without. And I feel good about it.
I think it's fine.
Also, I kind of had a crazy, anti-Semitic
rant. I like that one you
had. I had a crazy, like, anti-cleanliness era.
Yeah.
Like, a few years back.
Okay.
Where I was just like, you know, it's all bourgeois.
Germs
like,
aren't real.
Reason to actually wash your clothes or, like, be clean. It's just, yeah. Like...
I like that.
This idea, like, societal idea. And true. Then I, like, went,
society.
Like, a month without, like, deodorant or, like, washing my clothes or anything.
True.
And then I, like, finally showered and, like, wore clean clothes. And I was like, yeah, this feels really good.
Yeah. You just do it because it feels good.
Yeah, it felt nice.
Yeah. When I was on that month-long backpacking trip, that was the longest I've ever been without any, like, shower, sanitizer, anything like that.
You didn't shower for a month.
Oh yeah, we were by Denali Mountain in Alaska.
Oh,
we were out in the
breaking
trail. Yeah, so you don't do any of that stuff. You don't brush your teeth for a whole month, anything. And then when you get back to the hotel,
you probably couldn't brush your teeth.
No, you can't brush your teeth. You don't have any room. Where are you going to bring a toothpaste?
You could bring a toothbrush.
That's insane to bring a toothbrush if you're on like a live or die like try like real trek.
Just gonna slow you down.
That's insane, bro. Yeah, you're already, dude. You're already carrying a 65-pound pack. The last thing.
I've seen people like cut their toothbrush in half for like a hiking trip.
Yeah, those people are staying out.
On weight.
That's for a week.
That's like
do a month, bro.
How much does that actually weigh?
Do a month. Do a month. It's real, dog.
I couldn't do it. No. I probably could do maybe 3 days.
You get accustomed to it. You find your lane in it, and also your body stops like smelling. Like, you don't smell bad. Once you break through on your, like, midway through point, your sweat won't, like, everyone's pheromones kind of sort of get comfortable with each other, and you don't think anything really stinks.
Okay,
or you stink.
Okay, so, but, like, of course, like, you.
Other people, yeah.
Yeah, but the civilians.
So if someone from, yeah, Anchorage came over and smelt this, they'd be like, it smells like shit.
That was
but,
also my thought of, like, whose idea was it to be, like, humans actually smell, and we should instead smell like these chemicals. You know,
I'm not gonna say it.
Probably some lady.
Probably some bitch.
Yeah. Whoa. Banging it on him, bringing it back.
That's
should have said it like dice, bro. Yeah. probably something.
Yeah, no one's gonna listen. Yeah, no, no one typically makes it far, this far.
No,
we can say whatever the hell we want.
Want, bro? Yeah. There we go.
We don't need to, though.
That's true. But don't you want it? Don't you really want that true freedom?
What's the grossest thing you ever ate? Worm? You a worm?
I've eaten worms, but that's not gross.
Whatever. What's the scariest thing you've ever seen?
Have you ever
seen a ghost?
I ate,
No, I don't believe
ghosts
in
ghosts aren't real, dog.
You ever have blood pudding?
No.
What's the what pudding?
Blood pudding.
I thought you said butt pudding. I was going to be like, that's gross as
no,
hell.
No, I've never heard of this.
But it's like an
English
cake,
delicacy.
Right?
Yeah.
Blood pudding's not that gross.
Yeah.
But the concept is...
It sounds gross as hell.
It's just like... It tastes meat.
You ever have spotted dick?
Yeah.
I have, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Spotted... I think it's another, like...
It's an English dish.
Ass pudding type thing.
Dalmatian dick.
That's what my friend told me anyway, but...
Yeah.
And now we're hitting a lull, so...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to ask more questions. So you
who's
said
got
what's...
topics? Who's got topics?
Okay.
Topics. Yeah,
papers.
Yeah.
We need papers.
What? Okay. Okay. All right.
Boom.
Okay. I had a good question.
And your mom and you won't...
You only got one chop, don't mess your boo.
Ooh, that's, dude, if you're still listening, I don't know what you're doing.
A scariest thing.
No, you gotta start it with this. You gotta be, every man has a story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I beat the allegation most, statutory.
epic adventure.
Ooh, wow.
That's a really good one.
I went ziplining once. It was really fun. Oh, yeah. Some Guatemalan man yelled at me, and I had the best day of my life.
Don't jump yet.
You're not hooked. You're not hooked.
I was like, I don't understand what you're saying, bro. Just let me do my thing.
I went zipline once, and you had to go through this, obstacle course, high wire, whatever. And at the end, you zipline, and when I got to the end, the guy literally went, who the fuck put on this harness?
Ooh,
because it was,
nice.
Literally falling off. If I had fallen, I would have just died.
Nice. I like that.
Oh, wow, you just kind of,
Yeah, I just bodied it.
Yeah, dog.
I kind of knew. It was, hanging off, so I was like,
ooh.
I can't, misstep
here. He's a risky boy.
I wasn't hanging off.
It was just so loose on me.
You sagging his, sagging the harness.
Yeah, I was sagging that harness. Just holding it
Dude, you're the most stylish motherfucker there that day.
I don't give a fuck.
Just imagine someone on the ropes court just, yo, fuck this shit, bro.
Fuck this shit.
I'm lighting a blunt and fuck nothing, bro.
90 feet in the air.
Hitting blinkers on the fucking zipline.
In Yodi land.
Yo.
Dang, dude. We gotta get Yodi on the pod. Where is that? Is he? That kind of fizzled out pretty quickly.
Who?
Yodi.
Faye is a thug.
Who's Yodi?
Faye is a bitch. What did he say? Faye is a hoe. Faye is a hoe. Faye is a
hoe. You guys got any adventure stories?
That's too much
I got
bullshit.
A pretty scary one.
Yeah.
I was 16 years old going to in Bandelier National Park in New Mexico. About 2 hours outside of Santa Fe, 2.5. And we were this place called Bandelier National Park, and the mountain we were going to be hiking up was Tent Rock Mountain, but we had to go through this wooded area. And we saw, elk. We saw, in the distance, a herd of buffalo. It was really beautiful. And then my brother, who was 14 at the time, was saying, oh my God, Matt, look, that's a little black bear baby cub. And I'm like, that's cute. And then it goes, meow, and in a very cute bear. And it was very
sounds
sweet.
Like Cartman.
Yeah, it was very
bears don't sound like that.
It was
Matt's lying, bro. You've never seen a bear in his life.
No, no, I saw this bear. Because it was no, but then I the first instinct Anywho, anywhoozle.
What's going on with this bear?
The bear, the little baby bear, is growling, and we think it's very cute. And us being idiots, keep walking kind of like alongside it, not letting it kind of like pass through.
You're walking with the
trying
bear.
To get because, it side guard.
There's the trail is here. The trail is like directly ahead of us, and then there on the right in the wooded area, there's like a hill, like. You see the bear, the little baby bear. Then another baby bear comes out. Ooh. And then... We're not going down this road again. And then it's... And then they're like... It seems like they're interacting with each other. And then we just hear this very low, ominous, like, grumble. And it's its mother. And it's gigantic. This thing is it was a black bear, but it was fucking huge. Like, I'm 16 years old, and I'm like, this thing is like 6'8" on its hind legs.
I could take him.
Yes, 6'8", 390 pounds at the very least. And
how many?
Like 6'8", 390 pounds.
That's right in male bear territory for a black bear.
Yeah, yeah. So the grizzlies, female was probably like, 75 pounds lighter or something like that.
Yeah, because grizzlies can get up to almost 12 feet on their hinds.
Yeah.
So black bears are a little smaller, but they're fucking giant.
Male black bears tend to be anywhere from 20 to 60% larger than black bears. Males are 125 between... 500. Females are 90 to 300. How much did you say?
It was 390 or something. Oh, I lied. Yes. Yeah.
That's under 500. You dumbass hoe. You are a dumb hoe, bro.
Matt, you saw that bear and you estimated 90 pounds heavier.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was a little bit afraid because the first thing
the bear was what, 280?
Oh,
this bear was like fucking 5,000 pounds, dude.
I saw that bear was. How much that thing weigh?
Yeah,
I couldn't pick him up.
And I'm like, and it's
and the mama came out. Like,
the black mama bear. This black mama bear was just going straight up. Like they weren't like straight up roars, but they were like. Almost like they were like warnings. They were like, it was like
she was tripping.
It was the same way. I'm not gonna do my bear impression. I'm not gonna do my bear impression again because I'll get ridiculed once again. So I will continue moving on with my story. what does Cartman's mom sound like? Like, oh, that's a big boy. Oh, Eric.
He's just a Matthew Gillick.
And so we stop right away, and it stops, and it looks at us, and then we hear in the back, in the, like, maybe 10, 15 yards behind us, this guy going, hey, don't do that. Don't. Hey.
And that was the bear.
Yeah.
It was a ranger. It was a park ranger on his who was like, I'm not even like an actual ranger. He said, this is my very first day, and he has to make sure this mother bear with her cubs, which, as you probably might know, they're very protective of when anything's around. So he has to clap and say, hey, get away from there. And like make like these very loud noises. And the bear started going away, went back into the wooded area. But that to me, like at that point, was very, very scary. Like,
that's terrifying.
Because like I'm thinking to myself, I'm gonna have to throw my brother in front of this mama bear so that I can get the fuck out of here.
Bears maul you too. They just open up your tummy. It's like when you think about it, it's like the gnarliest way. Like people always are just like. What are they, like chimpanzees will like grab your nuts in your hands?
Yeah, they rip them apart.
A bear just like opens you up from your core and just to be like, just like someone who's like looking through a cabinet to see like what's in it. They're just like, hold on, fucking ripping you open.
Oh. Yeah.
Picking out pieces of you.
And like black bears aren't necessarily like the most predatory or the most confrontational, but
do attack people.
Yes, and they could fuck some, but they could truly fuck. They would rip me apart.
Oh, I could
literally
take a bear,
rip
bro.
Me apart. And then its babies would eat me.
I'll take a bear any day, dog. Just little Eric Cartman's Cupid Me's come out.
Yeah. So that was probably
that's a pretty good adventure.
Yeah.
Those are,
it was lovely. And by the way, I still have the... And anyone should visit it. It's a beautiful park. It actually is beautiful. I want to go
I'm
back.
Entering into... I'm a podcast like this now.
I went hiking in Montana once, and there's like hella grizzlies around.
Yes.
You had to get bear spray.
Yes.
Like, on the hip. I had like a holster for it and everything.
Ooh.
And you have to like make noises. If
yeah,
like
bear calls. Through. What's your bear call?
I kept on going, don't wanna die today.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine was, yo! I would just do that constantly.
Is that like, a warding off? Like,
yeah, so they get scared and they move along.
So like when a bear comes in, like I don't know if it's true for like, so you, like for a grizzly, like I heard that you're supposed to like get together and look like you're a large animal.
I think you just act dead.
Yeah, you act really? Dead. Yeah. When you're that close.
If it's a black bear, you're supposed to try to scare them off, but grizzlies, it's like just protect
you. Yeah.
And apparently...
It's just gonna...
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. You're
like, apparently with a brown bear...
You can't juke it.
No, it's so fast.
No, but like they can go like 45
trees.
Miles per hour, right?
Yeah, it's the apex predator,
you
bro.
Can't.
I always think about bears, I'm like, I feel like I could like... Juke it. Like,
no.
Spin around. That,
fake it out.
You cannot
cross
juke,
up a bear.
Cannot,
just
you could
see
not
me cross up that grizzly bear, bro.
You could not.
He's
Mr.
still
Professor
looking for
that
where the
bear.
Ball is.
Imagining you with like a ball.
Yeah. Right between the legs, bro.
Play dead. I'm saying I'm a juke it. You know?
There is absolutely no
my
way.
My lateral quickness, bro, a bear could never.
And don't go into a tree, apparently. They can
climb. No, they climb trees. They can swim really
they
fast.
They say
that's why you gotta...
I thought going downhill is the hack. Cause they,
they'll
like,
just
they
land
they
on you.
They could lose their balance.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to go downhill and go left or right.
Yeah.
Because
they
will lose their balance and then
just
they will
fall.
Get twice, they'll get twice as fast and then they rip you apart.
That's why you gotta get the bear spray.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I'll like.
Yeah.
It really fucks with their
did
nostrils.
Did you have to be armed without besides the bear spray, like with a gun or anything like that?
No,
just
the bear spray.
I'm gonna fire if you had a gun.
And my guns are
here. He was pointing to his arms, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know, bro. That shirt's pretty enticing, though. If I was a bear and you were wearing that shirt with a donkey's rump right on it, you just get your bear. You get impaled with a bear dick.
The bear dick.
What happened to Cam? Yeah, dude. I'm picturing. You know how, like, a matador holds up a sheet and he's like...
Yeah.
That's how you get a grizzly, is you just hold up a donkey's ass to it. You just tease him with that.
Yeah.
Cam, what's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I tried to bring the bear spray on the airplane.
Ooh. I like that.
You got
a little
got
bit
stopped.
Of domestic terrorism. I like that.
Well, I just wanted it as, like, a souvenir.
Yeah.
I like bear spray. It's
yeah.
Cool.
But they were like, do you have any weapons in here? And I was like, no. They're like, do you have anything that, like, could be a weapon?
No.
And I was like, I do have bear spray. And they're like, that's what
that's
I
That's a weapon.
Because there was, like, a super small airport in Montana.
There's only, was it
yes,
in
yes.
by Whitefish?
You're talking about the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And then I, like, gave it to them, and they're like, we have a lot in the back. We kind of just, like, use it for hiking. And I was like, I hope you use it. Well, I hope. You don't use it, but
ooh, you're.
I hope you. I'm not a terrorist.
Well, I've never thought about.
Was the
they
was
fell for the old bear spray in the bag trick again? Didn't even check my shoes.
Yeah. Too bad there's a gun in my.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the bear spray. Although you can't have aerosol products on the plane, sir.
Oh
this
no.
This reminds me of that this one Drewski video I saw.
Fuck. So dude, lame.
I do love Drewski.
Dog, you can't. We can't have a magazine and have 14-year-old boys running it. Just be like, Drewski video was dope, bro. We gotta hold that dear to ourselves. Just,
like yeah.
We can enjoy. Yeah.
I think that's what. I think that's.
What
like,
you guys think about the new season?
Of what?
Fortnite.
Oh, seasons.
They have seasons.
Yeah,
like there's narratives.
That.
There's like this season is like. Like Greek gods and stuff.
That's fine.
Ooh, are there, so, are there a lot of gay boys?
Yeah.
You can like fight.
Is that what
Poseidon
that?
Poseidon and shit.
So you might know
yeah,
about this because
Age of Mythology.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know about the gaming world, Cam?
No.
So
I
what
just,
about?
Like, fuck
kinda.
Really.
Lie, bro. Fucking lie. Lie. Lie.
I only play Fortnite.
What do you got?
I was gonna say, what's up with that autistic kid everyone's copying now? Sketch. No, Sketch. The kid who points his finger up.
This guy.
Dude, I think.
Did Ninja die?
He has cancer.
Committed support.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, Ninja does has cancer.
Sad.
All that sitting
you heard
down.
It here first, folks.
Well, they did say.
Did
they
you give it to
get,
him?
How did he get it?
Well, playing video games.
Imagine someone that I got cancer. How'd you
blue light.
What happened?
Well, Jake.
Who gave it to you?
You what?
He was in his chair a lot, and sitting is the new cigarettes, as they say.
Unhealthy. I bet it was 5G, blue light.
Blue hair.
I would say it's Fortnite.
Blue hair, being a lib. God, bro.
Because
it's a sickness, guys.
Stupid
illness.
Stupid conspiratorial red
pill. If I hear liberalism run amok one more time.
Liberalism run amok.
From, a liberal arts college. Dude, these kids are going out of control. I can't.
These kids don't know what to do right now. Who do we... I want to be free Palestine, I got to vote for Biden.
Within the first, moments of meeting Shagoon, I was like, you're from Portland. He's like, yeah. I was like, how is Portland? He's like, liberalism run amok, bro.
Banged it on him. I can't even... Dude, he's right. I mean, what else was he supposed to say? Like, have you seen... You haven't seen his footage that he has from that,
it's
though.
It's pretty, I guess.
No, dude. Yeah, his footage that he has, because he went to, car shows and
kind
shit.
Of, tapped in. He was like, I could probably... if someone, one of his other coworkers would have asked him that, he probably wouldn't have said that, but maybe he was just like, yeah, I could probably
yeah.
He felt your vibe out. Let this one rip.
Yeah, you can let it rip. No, he does.
Was,
he just
was,
lets it
I
rip.
Was instantly, I was like, I heard that.
I love Shagoon. Shagoon's a man. No Shagoon slander on this pod.
I have no idea who this is.
What footage does he have?
He has insane footage from car shows when they just shut down the whole block and just go nuts in an intersection. He's got these kids were for real wild, and that was I saw some footage from that time period during the pandemic when there was riots and stuff in fucking Portland, but I didn't know it was like that. That's some gnarly ass shit, bro. You cannot tell it is happening on U.S. soil. I'll just say that.
You see that
and you're like, oh.
You think it's like Eastern Europe.
You would think this is in Russia. This is an uprising.
Or Seattle where someone was
Chop. You talking about Chop in Seattle?
Where someone got shot. Where they
a bunch of people got shot.
Well, they shot someone in self-defense.
Yeah, bro.
Are we talking about Rittenhouse?
No.
That's Missouri.
No.
Rittenhouse on a speaking tour now, worldwide. We all got tickets. We
Kyle Rittenhouse, come on the pod.
Is Kyle Rittenhouse on the pod?
I'd have him on the pod and be like, okay, did it feel good?
Yeah.
Do you
feel good about that?
Yeah, do you feel good about that? Because I swear to God,
next guest, we gotta wear suits.
Yeah, when you exploded that pedophile's arm, did that feel cool? What was that like?
Yeah, that's, it's...
Is it a pedophile?
Yeah, he
yeah,
shot...
Yeah, dude, he got lucky.
Yeah. when you talk about good narrative lawyers. when you talk about narrative shifts, he shot a guy who was a convicted pedophile who had pulled a gun on him, and then he shot the other guy who came at him with a skateboard.
Also,
yeah.
Also a pedophile.
Dude.
No, actually, no, not actually
some,
a pedophile.
Some,
he did.
I think
sexually assaulted somebody.
See, he had a skateboard.
I can't play.
They just see them with a skateboard and they're like, oh, cool guy.
Must be cool.
Yeah. And they're always they would had posters and it was he was defending the idea of free speech and he was being anti-fascist and no, he wasn't. He was some freak run
it's crazy amok. Dude, honestly the Rittenhouse, he hit the fucking prone on him, dude. He was ready to rock.
He did get
it. He was so activated.
Imagine being so charged up off of Twitter, you'd be like, we're taking to the streets, and then just some 16 year old goes prone and pops.
I followed him.
I feel like such an asshole.
Wait, so was he shot at first or
no, a guy pointed a gun at him and then he shot him and then he's walking down the streets and they're like, he just shot someone and then someone tried to get him and they hit him from behind.
Yeah.
He's getting his gun falling. Leaning over, and then the guy comes in trying to mollywop him with a skateboard, and he just goes around and goes, boom, and just knocks him.
Bangs it on.
But at the same time, Kyle Rittenhouse, to get the full context of this, there's literally a video he's taking of people robbing a CVS a week before he did these acts, or he had this encounter, and he said, if I had my Glock, I'd take care of business right now.
So
and,
not chill, dude.
And
he's
then,
no chill, the boy.
And then
what do you think his speaking tour is like?
Oh, his speaking
when
tour.
When he shot up
I think
a.
I have a pretty good Rittenhouse impression.
Cooking with Kyle.
Hello, everybody.
That's how he talks.
He's like Tucker Carlson asked him, and he's like, "What type of girls do you like?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't know, like a girl with like a nice butt.
Girls that fuck me,
ones that let me do it."
Yeah, he's a if you're listening to this, Kyle Rittenhouse,
dang, dude.
Not
I like
a
Tucker
not,
Carlson is like. He's like, no, dude. You have to be a connoisseur about this.
Yeah.
He was judged by Tucker Carlson has to be so tough.
Dude, he also says that evolution isn't real.
Yeah, that's
awesome. He's on to something.
Well, he's a member of a country club.
So can you explain why Tadpole, I fucking retarded. Sorry, guys.
That is three episodes in a row for
God
Fraser.
God damn it. God damn it, Fraser.
Dude, there's no... If they're not stopping me in Williamsburg, they're definitely not stopping me on the pod.
Oh,
it's
such a Betsy.
Yeah, I guess no one's going to stop you. You really didn't know.
They're not stopping me, baby. It is.
No, it's coming back. It's coming back. I think it's pretty alarming. I don't like the word, but...
I don't either. I hate it.
I just say it to fit in.
Yeah, I just want Cam to think I'm cool. Cam's the one who actually loves it. I'm just doing this all for him.
I'm like, say it. You have to say it. I'm not going on the pod unless you say it.
He has to drop three slurs. I'm going on the pod.
God damn it.
Anyway, that was a good pod, I guess. We're at an hour. Cam, what did you think of the podcast?
Yeah, how was your experience?
Yeah, pretty chill.
Do you think...
Said Joe Rogan.
Do you think you'll retweet this when we post it?
Don't tell him. No.
Keep it a secret.
I'll give it a listen.
Yeah, fair enough.
Put it on your socials.
Yeah, I'll put it on my socials.
No. Can you not?
We kind of want nobody.
I will never ever.
You take out.
No, we're not taking out anything. This is the unfortunate part.
Fresh off the rip.
Yeah. You drop it raw,
baby.
Well,
we didn't use it. I used to say it.
Jake, you said it.
And now I got no time for that, dude. I'm running a business.
Yeah. We gotta run a magazine.
So I'm on the board of directors.
You're really close to being on the board of directors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In time.
Yeah, when we expand the board, we're going to have to add two more people because we need a deciding vote. There's always has to be an odd number of people on the board, I think.
We do. It's three.
Cam's now fourth, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
We'll always vote with your mom.
Oh, yeah. we always vote. What if one day I just don't vote?
Mom always gets a vote, bro.
But, Cam, do you have anything going on in your life that you want people to hear about?
Why don't you plug that thing you were doing, huh?
Yeah, so my sex tape is...
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
On Vimeo?
Yeah. I like that.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
On breakvideo.com.
Come to my job.
Yeah, harass me at work.
And then
dox me.
Come to my house.
Yeah.
Find me.
Please.
If you're listening
verbally
to
this, assault me on the street. Physical assault, I'm open for it. Just anything.
All
right. Fraser, what's the clientele like at your place? At your work?
I'm not going to say.
My lips are
But
sealed.
They were Jewish.
God damn it.
It's in the fuck.